It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
hump day.
Hey, God, it feels, feels later than that, doesn't it? It's been a long-ass week
for
already.
For some reason, why does it feel that way?
Because the Braves are 1-for-34 with runners in scoring position. The games don't start till 10:15. Anyway, good morning, Randy. How are you?
Oh, what's happening, man? I'm all good, dog. You sit back and, you know, you try to be positive and it's going to be all right and air pats on the back and everything. Last night was a raggedy-ass Atlanta night.
Yep. Because, yes, it was.
I mean, you talk about what happened. I mean, because I saw the run. I was like, there you go, guys. All right,
finally,
baby.
Some luck.
There we go, baby.
Some luck.
Here
the ball slipped out of Mookie's hands. A little luck.
Here we go, boys. Come on. Anyways, they ain't coming back home with no wins. They got to get one today.
Oh, I hope they do.
Yeah, 8:38, baby. That's lucky.
I know it is. It's lucky that it's not 10:15 to stay up till past midnight to watch these guys do anything.
8:38, baby.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't make it till the end of last night either. I saw Sale was going pretty good, and it was like, all right, it'd be nice to tack on a couple more runs for him.
And it could do
and
it.
I fell asleep in the fifth inning.
We could do it.
And I woke up, and it was 3-1, and I was like, I'll look at the details tomorrow.
Yep.
And then when I saw the score, I was like, and this is the dumbest, most defeated way to be right now, but this is where we are, Rowan. Six. I mean, it's insane. I was like, I hope Sale gave up those runs and not the bullpen. Because if Sale did it, then at least you can't get furious
exactly.
at the bullpen for blowing it for
exactly.
him like they did. At least Sale did it.
Right.
But, I mean, not like it makes it any better or anything.
It makes it feel better for me because it's like, well, it was Chris Sale.
Right. At least he ruined his own start
right.
as opposed to the bullpen ruining it for him. Right. And again, like, that's what sucks about how bad the offense is right now. Sale pitched really well. He came back out in the sixth and he had Shohei Ohtani down 0-2, and Shohei Ohtani made a Shohei Ohtani swing. Just kind of blooped a little 0-2 swing to right field. A great hitter can do that. And then I don't know how many pitches he missed in his five-plus innings. He missed one at Mookie.
And Mookie
parked it over the left field fence.
Yep.
Like, and it wasn't even that bad of a miss. He hung it a little bit, and Mookie parked it. And that is what it is. That's the difference. Like that. But to me, that's what's so frustrating.
Why can't we catch it?
The razor-thin margin right now for these guys is Chris Sale – gives up two hits, basically. I mean, one great at-bat by a great hitter in Ohtani, or a great swing by a great hitter in Ohtani, and then he hangs one to Mookie Betts, and that's it. Because these guys can't do anything.
Why can't we get somebody to hang us one?
Well, they do. They're just not hitting them. Like, there's no way every pitch has been thrown to the Braves this season is perfect.
I understand. Because
there's been some middle takes.
Yes.
And it's like, what are you guys looking at? As much as you guys swing and miss, what are you spitting on that one for? That thing's right down the middle. Like, I have no idea what the approach is, because the approach in general right now in baseball just seems to be swing for the fences at all times,
right.
Even down 0-2. There's no 0-2 approach. There's no adjustment. Home runs, period. Strikeouts don't matter. Walks, cool. Anything else is like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I don't get it, because it just seems like at this point with this team, it might be okay to try to get something going in some way, but they don't have that mentality. Like, it's all or nothing, and right now it is absolutely nothing. They're 1-for-34 with runners in scoring position through six games. Yes, they're the only winless team in baseball.
Ooh.
They're batting 137 as a team, which is their lowest six-game stretch since they moved to Atlanta.
Damn.
It's the worst six-game stretch any Atlanta Braves team has ever had. And, you know, and Ronaldo Lopez has to get arthroscopic surgery on his shoulder.
Yeah,
it's not
that?
A 15-day IL. They're going to go in there and see what's wrong.
And now we got old Bryce on the mound against Blake Snell,
who has a 6 ERA in his last 25 starts.
All right.
And Blake Snell, who, you know, the Dodgers just decided to add for $30 million dollars.
Yeah, we'll take. Hey, Blake, you want to come out here? All right, we'll give you $30 million in 10 years.
Hey, you want to come play?
You want to come play?
No, I think it's like 2 years.
Okay.
Like, this just signed him to like a short. It's like, just be our fourth starter.
Yeah.
Oh, Dustin May comes back last night. I didn't realize he had been out for 700 days. I knew he was out for a while because I remember he got hurt at the beginning of the year a couple years ago. I didn't realize he ruptured his esophagus eating a salad. They couldn't
stop telling that story on the broadcast last night. What kind of damn salad was he eating?
Razor blade salad, I guess.
I'm about to say, he said he ruptured his what?
Yeah, they said he ate a piece of lettuce and it somehow got lodged wrong or cut his esophagus open. And then, like, he went home and was like, yeah, my throat hurts. And his wife was like, man, let's go to the hospital. Seems weird. And they did. And the doctor was like, good thing you did, because you were all jacked up in there. So they had to do all kinds of crazy surgery.
Whoa.
Get his esophagus right. Yeah, so he's got a soft throat. And he went 5 innings on you last night and only gave up one hit.
That was too early in the show.
Man's got a soft throat. You can't even get a hit off of him. Hadn't pitched in 700 days.
It went out there.
Looked like damn, I don't know, Nolan Ryan last night with a red ponytail.
Are we the get right team?
Right now.
Bam. Are we the guy? Are we the like the rehab stint guys?
Do you want me to start doing the make excuses stuff?
No.
Okay.
No, please, not yet.
Okay.
No, not yet.
Excuses, but like slight reasons.
No.
The Dodgers are better than everybody.
Yes, we know that. I don't think that's debatable.
It isn't.
Oh.
It just sucks you had to play them.
Yeah.
Early.
Out the gate.
Yeah.
You couldn't even get your damn.
The Padres might be better than everybody too.
You couldn't get your footing. You know what I mean? That's why I said they should have sent Miami out there.
It would have been very helpful.
All right. They should have sent Miami out there. All right. Let us get our footing before we go get our daggone teeth kicked.
Catch my breath here.
Like,
I know it's because the Braves are 0-6 and both teams have played them, but the Dodgers and the Padres are both undefeated. They're 7-0 and 6-0. They're the only two teams in baseball that don't have a loss. And that's who you started the season against. So you did start the season against two of the best teams. Now, again, it's not like, so what? You're supposed to be one of the best teams in the National League, too. And if you want to really be a good team, you're going to have to beat them eventually. Can't beat them now. So beat them later, I guess. I mean, there's nothing like that we can – there's no diagnosis other than – you know, it's a long season. Hopefully it gets better.
I
can't say for sure what it
is. It other than that, I know Ronald's coming back. And that,
because
I mean,
these guys
gives you the spark.
These guys are too good to do this.
I agree with you.
They're too good to do this over the course of time.
But how much time do they need?
156 more of them.
They've been on the road for like 2 months also.
There we go.
Spring training to Arizona.
There we go.
I'm just saying, MLB, send the Rockies to LA in the first week of the season.
But hey. Bro, there it is right there. Bo always finds the reason. That's why.
Yeah.
They've been away for 2 weeks. That's a long 2 months. That's a long damn time.
Too long.
I mean, they didn't get a chance to come back to the crib and chill out for
a second. Haven't even gotten the mail.
Because they left from Florida, went to Arizona, right?
Yeah, to play the Cubs for whatever reason. Could have been a travel day or an off day. Why do you got to go to Arizona to play the Cubs? You don't need to play the Cubs one more spring training game.
I know. And luckily, the Dodgers haven't traveled at all this spring.
No.
No.
It's not like they went to Japan.
Yeah, and they got 2 weeks in between games. That's the thing.
It's not like they went to the other side of the world and won two games and then came back.
The flight's not that long from LA,
Let's
though.
Not, okay?
The flight's not that long from LA.
Let's not.
It's not that long. Let's not
let these jokers off the hook, all
no,
right?
They're playing like.
These guys suck.
They're playing
right
like bad.
That's all
bad.
There is to it.
Yes.
And they don't suck.
No.
Because they don't. But they do right now.
Something's
got to give. Somebody is going to get fired if this keeps happening. They're going to fire somebody. You don't go. If this continues, now you're not going to be. Oh,
who's
they'll
next?
Fire the hitting coach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's
who's
what
next?
bad teams fire hitting coaches in the spring. That's what they do.
Okay,
sacrificial.
Okay,
lambs.
So that's the second.
It's not going to fix it.
That's the second person that the Braves are going to leave in LA in California.
Yeah.
They left,
no. Not on the
Jesse.
Road. Not on the road trip. You don't do anything like that. Like the first before playing a home game. But like if they're looking, if they can't barely scrape together,
who the hell play this weekend?
Any runs? Luckily, they come home and they play the Marlins.
They play Marlins.
Yeah.
And then who else? Phillies. Oh, okay.
Well, Phillies are good, but yeah. At least you get the Marlins first. By the way, the Marlins are 4-2.
Exactly.
The Marlins are 4-2.
It's deceptive, man. They really ain't 4-2.
Well, again, like it is. It's all deceptive because you've played six games. Like if this happened in the middle of June,
it would be a big deal. You'd be like, damn,
it would still be bad.
It would be that. It would be bad.
But it wouldn't be this.
But this is our initial impression of the 2025 Braves. They're bad.
They lack something. Like, that's like the hottest take I can muster. They're not bad. They're not a bad team. There's too many good players for them to be bad.
What are they lacking?
I don't know. No. I don't know. Well, I do. They're lacking some things as far as the arms go. Like, yes. I don't think their bullpen's good. No. But that wasn't their problem last night. And that's not why they're 0-6.
No, it's not.
They could be 2-4 if their bullpen was a little bit better. But right now they're 0-6 because they can't score any runs. I mean, they scored one run last night, and it was on a gift. You know what I mean? Like, as much as the things that we thought might flaw this team are, like the bullpen's not very good. You lose Reynaldo Lopez now for who knows how long, so the rotation without Strider is going to be a question, and it's not, you know, it's not great. But again, that's not why you're losing.
Why is this dude always hurt now?
You're losing because you can't hit.
You can't hit.
But
who's the new hitting coach?
You got really good hitters. Like, you got Michael Harris, Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Marcelo Zuna, and Ozzie Albies starting your lineup off. Now, Drake Baldwin, Brian De La Cruz, Jared Kelnick, and Nick Allen being the bottom four of your lineup in the first, like, series or second series of the season is shocking. Like, you wouldn't have convinced me of that a month ago. It's like, what's going on with all that? Oh, all right, one guy got popped for steroids. One catcher got hurt in spring, which, by the way, he did hit a home run last night in his rehab start. So that's good. You saw Murphy last night look good in his rehab start, so that's nice. But, you know, I mean, it was a very, like, and I think teams do this sometimes, but it was like a very best-case scenario roster.
Yes.
Like, best-case scenario, I think these guys are really good, and I still think they are good.
Right.
But seasons don't often go best-case scenario. It didn't seem like there was a lot of like worst case scenario stuff, and the worst case scenario has happened, and so far it's been a disaster.
But it's still early.
Of course it is.
It's still early, and yeah, I mean, I was.
If you thought the Braves were good a week ago, you still think the Braves are good today.
I was looking up stuff because like last time somebody had a terrible start, not necessarily 0-6, just a bad start to the season, was able to get things together, and then I was thinking, wasn't the Astros really bad last year to start the year or something like that?
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. So. It is a lot of time left, but their biggest thing, they got to get some positive stuff going. Even in a loss, just some positivity.
That's the thing about
it. I think
is it just looks
miserable.
Lifeless.
Yeah, it looks miserable. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, even in the first game that they lost, but it was some juice in that loss. Yeah. You know, you're scoring runs, you're hitting home runs. They just have not done that at all. And they are the most right now, still early, at the wall hitting team.
Yeah.
At the wall, at the warning track. That is where they have been so far this season. So,
you know how many runs they've scored in the five games since the opening game?
Four?
Five.
Oh, okay.
They scored 5 runs in the last 5 games.
Yeah, they're going to get it done.
And they scored 2 runs in the last 4 games.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going
to
get it done.
Well, it's going to get it done to lose.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's going to get the season done if you keep doing that.
It's not going to get it done.
I don't get it. Like, I never seen anything like it. I really haven't. Like, a team that's legitimately as talented as this team is looking like this. It's inexplicable to me. I have no explication for it.
No explication.
No explicables. You know?
I understand.
I got expletives.
They need home.
I have no explanation.
They need to back in their posturepedics.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
Man. It's hard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Living in hotels.
Yeah. Yep. Half of them are going to be on the road, though, you know.
Yeah, but not all this time, though.
That's true. They've been gone too long. Yeah. Too much travel. That's what it is.
Piloting them.
All right.
They're traveling on the only day they have off. Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Blame him on me.
Baseball set us up. That's what it is. Not letting us use the torpedo
bats. Blame
the dork
that makes the schedules.
Yeah, some dork somewhere. It's his fault. Not all the guys that are paid millions of dollars to hit that can't hit. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick the show off here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.